Hello. Today, something a little different. Something to do with quantum physics and, of course, satellites. But don't worry, you won't need your calculator for this one. This time, we're introducing you to one of the most exciting projects happening in the European satellite market right now. Something that will pave the way towards an ultra-secure network and significantly boost autonomy in cybersecurity and communications. Curious? Well, you should be. Welcome to Satellite Stories. I'm your host, Christina Smith-Meyer. Let me hit you up with the tech terminology straight away. QKD, also known as quantum key distribution. QKD is at the heart of what we're dipping our toes into for today's episode. It's a secure communication technique that uses photons, the elementary particles of light, to encrypt secret keys shared by two parties to protect their communications. And secure connection is a big deal for those working in the government and defense industries. And so, a dedicated consortium of 20 European partners led by SES have come up with a way to utilize this technique. A project titled Eagle One. The Eagle One satellite is due to launch later this year. It'll comprise of a low Earth orbit satellite and an extensive ground network. It's a major technology breakthrough that will pave the way for secure communications in the EU. But you don't need me to explain all of the details for you. I think you should hear the story and the details from the very people involved in making this project happen. So today we'll meet not one, but two SES colleagues working hard behind the scenes. Oh, and by the way, the interviews you're hearing today, they're taken from our new SES Lightboard video series, which are available to view on our YouTube channel and ses.com. But these are the videos explaining the tech behind some of our latest projects, where both speakers talk through the processes involved. And they're also writing on a whiteboard, so you may hear a squeak here and there from the pens. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. First, let's find out what QKD is and about the solution being offered.
My name is Thierry Draus. I'm Vice President Business Development. I'm leading the business development unit dealing with diversification and innovation project at SES. Today, I will speak about satellite QKD. I will first talk about what is the challenge, then go to the QKD concept and the solution SES is putting in place to address this challenge. So let's first address the challenge. Today's government and private industries are investing a lot in quantum computers. Quantum computers may have a huge benefit for sectors such as material science, biology, energy, and economy. However, in addition to the benefits from quantum computing, this could also introduce threats. Actually, a quantum computer with sufficient power will be able to crack most of the cryptographic systems that are used today to secure our connectivity. Quantum computers can jeopardize security of civilian and military applications and break the security of most internet-based protocols. So how to address this problem? There is one technology that is used for this, which is called quantum key distribution. Okay, so now let's talk about the concept of QKD. First of all, QKD relies on the principle of quantum physics. It will use particles of light called photons in order to transmit some information that will be used to generate a secret shared key. Photons are particles of light that are generated using laser source. Those photons will travel across fiber optics. In the concept of quantum key distribution, the principle is to share keys between two parties. Let's call them Alice and Bob. Both parties will receive photons, and thanks to the property of the photons, will be able to detect a shared key. This key will be used to encrypt the communication between Alice and Bob. Now, the beauty of using quantum physics is that for each photon, if someone is trying to grab some information from the photons, this will change the status or the photons. In that case, both Alice and Bob will be able to notice that actually someone is spying the quantum channel. This has a huge advantage because QKD is the only system that enables two parties to know if someone is actually spying the network. In terrestrial quantum key distribution, there is a limitation in distance between the two parties, which is approximately 150 kilometers. And that's the concept of quantum key distribution. Okay, now let's move to the solution. How to cover actually long distance quantum key distribution? This will be done using a satellite. The satellite will transmit the photons to both Alice and Bob. And like for terrestrial QKD, the photons will carry information that will enable Alice and Bob to calculate a shared key. The advantage of the satellite is that it covers the entire Earth. So there is no limitation in distance between the two parties that need to exchange the keys. Quantum computers are bringing serious challenges to the security of our network and infrastructure. Quantum key distribution is one of the solutions that will be able to fight against that threat.
So that's the science behind why we need QKD. But what more can we learn specifically about E=1? We now know it's the solution SES and our partners are offering. But how does it work? Let's hear more about the capabilities and opportunities from one other of our SES colleagues.
My name is Alexandre Darzic. I'm working within SES inside the Business Development Department. E=1 is a demonstration mission that will provide from space quantum keys and deliver them to ground, and this is built together with our European partners. At SES, since 2019, we are developing together with European partners a European-based satellite which will provide QKD. This is actually the E=1 satellite. E=1 is not only a satellite, it's a full demonstration system able to give end-to-end connectivity. It's composed of a QKD payload, which is connected to the laser terminal, which is currently attached to the satellite, will transmit a photon beam to the ground, and this will then be received by a ground station and transmitted to a receiver, which will then deliver a key to the end user. Let me just give you a bit more detail about how the transmission is currently done and how the keys are currently transferred to ground. On ground, we will have two ground stations, and in turn, they will receive connection and photon beams in order to give them the qubit information. Out of this, the system will directly extract and create a key, or KMS. This will be centralized and managed in order to ensure that the station is identified, authenticated, and is able to deliver and receive keys. The keys will then, after being processed, establish a connection between the two sites. To conclude, this connectivity with the satellite will enable the national QCI to deploy and connect with remote sites. Now I will speak about European security. In Europe, the 27 member states are currently defining what is called the EuroQCI, a European network of national QCI that will interconnect the different countries in order to allow them to establish secure connectivity. As part of these developments, Europe is also looking to directly integrate the space-based QKD. This will also help and support them in the definition of their internal networks in order to bridge the gap of the long distance and also reach the remote areas. Europe is looking to construct a new layer on top of the existing security infrastructure in order to make it more robust, and this is done through the EuroQCI initiative. In this European context, E=1 as a low Earth orbit will not be limited only to offer service in Europe. It will have a global reach and also serve the other continents. Eagle 1 is positioning the space-based QKD satellite as an enabler for EuroQCI, the future European quantum solution, by offering long-distance quantum key distribution. It contributes significantly to the European sovereignty in quantum security, supporting both national and cross-border communications. This marks the future of secure communication. Space QKD emerged as a valuable and unique way to serve quantum keys at critical places, anywhere, for securing data transmissions.
Our thanks to Alexandre and Thierry for the expertise in explaining such a complex subject. The Eagle 1 satellite is due to launch later this year and will then complete 3 years of in-orbit validation supported by the European Commission. We hope to update you on its progress in years to come. Next time, we'll continue exploring satellite orbits in greater detail, not just LEO, but also MEO and GEO. Thanks for listening, everyone. And as always, for more about what we do, visit ses.com.